Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What would be the best way to do this? Because if we are assuming that they do have a captive child, or potentially, I guess, more than that, because if they've been taking children, maybe they're just all eaten, probably. I mean, realistically, that's what Will says. Realistically, all the children are eaten. But if we want to be good and assume that maybe a child is alive...
We could just say that, you know, because of our future decisions, the children will all be dead. So we might as well.
Just kill the children?
Yeah, sure. Just throw a bomb in there or something, whatever. And then walk away. We're good.
Children, it'll be quicker this way.
That's so terrible.
I've invented this bomb for the sole purpose of blowing you up.
A little bit of a thank you would be in order, children.
Oh my god, your little children's voices in the cave. Thank you!
Oh, it's hard to be a hero.
Oh, terrible.
Esmeralda, really? What do we do to lure them out?
I don't think it would take much to get them to come out if we draw their attention. They would certainly identify us as possible prey, or...
They want children. Okay, hey, Rafina or Lank, which one of you can I disguise as a child?
I'll go in.
Oh! He's so
Lank,
brave.
I just healed you!
Okay, can we shave your beard off?
Oh.
I have a sack. We can put his head into a sack and put a smiley face on it. Then we don't have to shave off his beard.
Perfect.
Then you could shave his beard and put it on top his hair of the sack.
Wait,
problem
why
solved.
Because if we send Lank out looking like a child, then maybe they'll come out. Wait,
send Lank I could out wear a scarf over my face or something.
All right, if you don't want us to shave you, God.
I really would prefer you didn't.
It's a source of all his powers. Didn't you know that?
Picnic basket.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Give him a red hood and a picnic basket.
Skipping along to Grandma's house.
Yeah, we gotta make him look. All right, wait, okay. Rafina, you probably have... Wait, none of your clothes would fit Lank.
Little Red Riding Lank.
Little Red Riding Lank. Okay, so...
I have my cloak. It's kind of big, says Nick.
Yeah, it is kind of big. Hey, Rafina, you could sew the bottom to make it look shorter so it's appropriately sized.
Done.
All right. Shorter cloak. Got it.
Spiritual weapons sewing machine.
A scarf of some kind. I have lots of nice stuff.
Lank, if you put that cloak on, you get +1 to your armor class.
Oh, nice.
Now Nick's gonna die. This is your plot to kill off Nick, isn't it? He doesn't have any
if he carries
weapon.
My weapon!
He doesn't have any silver weapon anyway!
If I give him all my worldly possessions, and I say my goodbyes...
It's really terrible.
Hey, this is Ravenloft. Things get dark,
that's
man.
True. But,
We're killing off Nick. That's too much, as the, you know, children are smoldering from the grenade.
Do we have, because I would say, like, I mean, Nick, you didn't take any silver weapon, right?
No.
Because I know you're going to just go up and try to stab something. Does anyone have an extra silver weapon? Did anyone take an extra silver weapon?
Didn't somebody take an extra?
Let me see.
Oh, retcon, real quick.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
What?
I realize that Irina had been given the Warhammer.
Oh.
The silvered Warhammer.
Oh,
did
yeah.
she take that into the water with
oh,
her?
That's right.
No,
she
took absolutely
yeah,
nothing into the water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Her rapier fell to the ground and the Warhammer would have as well.
Okay.
So one of you can have taken that if
or
you would
Nick
like.
Or Nick could have. It makes sense. What am I going to do with a warhammer? Oh, here I come, Will, the warhammer man.
Isn't that pretty much what we said when we were handing these out in the first place? It's like, do you want the... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Nick did pick it up, sure.
Okay.
Because I'm the DM and
it makes
the
sense.
World happens.
There you go.
And he says, well, I got this.
Okay.
But I don't know. I can't... This is weird. Like, I don't know how to use this. And you see him try to swing it, and he has trouble.
Okay.
Remember, he has weird joint issues.
Yes, that's true. All right, joint issue, man.
I mean, this looks like a weapon for Lank. He's the one with the big hammer.
Okay, give it to Lank. And what does Lank have? We all start trading. Rafina has a couple things.
I have the oath bow.
Rafina has a bow, but she also has that sword.
Is it silvered?
It's not silvered, but it's made of fire. I mean, that's got to do something.
What? I have a sword that's made of fire?
Yes, you have the sun
lightsaber.
Sword.
Your lightsaber.
Yeah. That was what Will was yelling at you to use last time.
This isn't, you don't remember?
Remember,
it?
It's a magical item. No one is allowed to remember about it.
So yeah, Will would say that.
It fell out of the gullet of a scarecrow.
Yeah.
You picked it up and you...
And I kept it?
Yes.
Well, you didn't say you gave it to anybody. You right. used yes, it for a while.
You have it.
Guys,
says Alex back. Painfully.
I ran back to the place where the windmill was when you were sleeping, and I stuck it in the ground, and then I ran back.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. Here it is.
Yeah. Whoosh. Yeah, Will totally would say something about that. Like, yeah, come on, redistribute to people who, or whatever. Will, Nick, I mean, you're going to stab something. You need something light, I presume. Can I be roll perception to see if that's something mm-hmm. I could have noticed over the days or
Go
weeks
ahead.
We've been together? 19 plus what do I add?
Perception.
20.
You think that the sun sword would be a very close match to the rapier that he usually uses.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, two guys use swords here. We've got Batwack and we've got Nick. And that sun sword, I don't know. What do you think, Nick? You want to use it? Batwack, would you like to use it? Guys, share. You guys are best friends. Come on. I see it all the time. It's obvious. Best friends, figure it out. Will's just doing people management. That's what he does. So mm-hmm. he's like, that's all he can do. He's like, I don't have anything, but let's redistribute.
Yeah, I like this new longsword I've got.
Nick's like, well, I mean, I could use it. And Esmeralda's like, I think that we should all be as well equipped as we possibly can be for both this and then later on if we are really to face Strahd. I think that might be wise. And Nick's like, is it okay, Rafina? Like, are you gonna? You used it before.
I'll let you know if I need it again.
Oh, okay. If you want, like, I'll give it back after we're done here. If you want to, like, hold on to it or
don't irritate me.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I mean, Rafina.
I love that. Oh, that's so cute. Oh, that's adorable.
All right. So he's got the sun sword.
I really want there to be an artifact that the bearer can never remember they have, but only the other party members
yeah.
can remember.
Yes! Yes! Seriously. That's every item.
That is literally every item that has been
Yeah. Oh, man. I want to keep looking. What do I have?
You have an immovable rod.
I know I have the immovable rod.
You have your rod of the Pact Keeper, which basically is just a stat
which
boost.
Which is what I use. Yes, I know that I have that.
There's a wand of secrets.
That's
which
Lanks.
Has been used.
That's Lanks.
Yep. There's the bag of beans.
That's Lanks.
No, that's Rafina's.
That's Rafina's.
Stop saying that's Lanks.
That's Lanks.
There's an alchemy jug.
I originally
jug.
Had the bag of beans.
Yes,
where
yes.
Is, what's the bag of beans do? Do I really have a bag of beans?
Yeah.
Okay. There was the episode where we looked into what the bag of beans did, and you bit into one, and it turned into a stone eyeball. Then you planted one, and it grew a nest of eggs. And we still never did anything about the eggs. You put them in the terrarium, so we don't really know what those really are.
Yeah.
The I eggs listened are to all the episodes. This did not happen.
Yes, it did, because we haven't released everything that we've done.
The eggs of amnesia.
The eggs of amnesia. She already ate them. That's why. But we don't know what they do. There's just beans in there, and they all apparently do random stuff. So that is what... And Lank did give them to you because they grew eggs, and you're like, oh, eggs, or some... I don't remember exactly why, but he totally did give them to
like
you.
Sounds like something I would say. All right, I believe you.
It was pretty awesome. That was one of my favorite things, that instead of like putting a first bean in the ground, you just put it between your teeth and try to bite into
yeah.
it. And then and it turned into an rock.
Eyeball?
Yeah,
yeah,
it turned into
a stone
rock,
eyeball.
A stone eyeball. You like
so bizarre.
Best. It was so great.
So there's that. There's the alchemy jug, which we were just talking about.
Mike has that.
Those are the ones that was all from the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were others, too. Someone has a ring that lets them swim pretty well. I think that's Bathwack.
Yep.
I have a ring of regeneration.
Yep, you got that from the grave.
Wait, why did you ever use that?
I get 1d10 regen per 10 minutes.
Oh.
So it was helpful. Well, yeah, I'm sorry to have bothered you with my health needs again.
That would be good, though. I mean,
remember it.
I love healing you.
Like, I mean, over the past couple hours you've been walking through the woods, you would
right.
have gained...
There you go. Are you back up to full now?
Wait. Oh, through the past couple hours of getting to the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm probably back up to full health then. Which is good, because I'm going to be a child going into a cave.
Anyway, there might be others. I don't remember them either. But that's not my job. My job is to give them to you and then forget about them. Lank, do you take the hammer?
Yes, I can take the hammer.
Okay. When you take the Warhammer, you realize that this is a finely made dwarven weapon, specifically.
Ooh.
Mm.
You would know it as a dwarven thrower, in fact. Being a dwarf, you gain a +1 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with it, but you can also throw it as a ranged weapon with a normal range of 20 feet and a long range of 60 feet. When you hit with a ranged attack using this weapon, it deals an extra 1d8 damage, unless the target is a giant, in which case it does 2d8. I can send all this to you.
That would be good.
And immediately after the ranged attack, the weapon flies back to your hand.
Dang, that's awesome.
What? It's a Thor hammer? It's a Thor hammer! That's
it's
awesome!
It's totally a Thor hammer.
Oh my god.
And
whoa.
It's silvered.
Lank just won the game.
Yeah!
So I've been carrying that around for a while.
Mm-hmm. And you hear a voice in your head, Bathwick, and you're like, that's what I meant!
Oh, provide the hammer.
Oh, everybody in the party. Oh!
He's the only one that hears it. You all go,
If you had
provided it sooner, then Strahd wouldn't have bitten me. Thanks a lot, Bathwick.
I thought I needed to provide it to the werewolves. To their heads.
Provide it to your head. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Wrong.
So there's that. So what else are you doing with, now that we went off on that little tangent? So Lank's got a cloak on.
Okay. And now this is where I'm going to look into this is like the only thing that I can ever provide the party is actually like diversions or things like that. So I am going to cast, can I cast like minor image on a face? Can I do that? Could I like cast an image onto
his
face?
What does it say?
I don't have it anymore. I don't know where it
what?
Is.
Did you get rid of it?
No.
Because you got major image? Did you retrain it to something? You get confused. You realize you don't remember how to cast, and you cast create bonfire on his face.
Sorry, well, now you look like a burn victim, so you could be anybody, you know? I helped.
Thanks.
It comes out flat.
So in my disguise kit, I'm sure I have some kind of scarf. It might not be like a pretty scarf. It's probably for like my persona of being like
a wretch.
Yes. So, you know, but we can put a scarf over his face and I have some makeup, maybe make the tops of his cheeks a little rosier. And,
done.
And then I'm going to try, I guess, to like...
There's this child carrying a maul, a dwarven warhammer, a hand axe of disruption.
This isn't working. Will's like
a halberd of speed.
Will like stands back. He's like, guys, this isn't going to work. Fuck. Maybe I should just cast major... I know I have major image. Oh, it's right here. Okay, major image. Maybe I should just cast major image of a child in the freaking... I'm using one of my...
What are you trying to accomplish?
Basically to draw some people out. People, werewolves. To draw some people out of the cave.
And Esmeralda's like, why are you sending him in if you're trying to get people out? Why don't we just go up there and make a fuck ton of noise?
Well, I was saying...
And the cat's like, fuck yeah!
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, I was saying I wasn't going to put him in the cave. I was saying for him to go in front of the cave. I'm assuming we're not having this discussion at the mouth of the
no,
cave.
No, you're still, like, a far way away. You can see it in the distance.
Meanwhile, the wolves are chewing on our ankles.
The point is to make it look like there's a child in front of the cave. We all hide around it. And then when werewolves come out, we kick the crap out of them. Instead of going into a cave, we don't know. It might be dark. It might be maze-like. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Lenk could pass for right now.
Well, he's all dressed up and nowhere to go.
Yeah. Will's like disappointedly standing back like, this is awful. What do you guys think? It's truly terrible and horrifying. Lenk, hide your face. Sing a high-pitched tune. Rafina, can you, like, throw your voice? You can! Will remembers. Didn't you throw your voice before? Boom!
I thought you that boomed was your voice. Soul of you. Oh, you're right, I can! It's a minor wonder.
Yes! But sing high. Sing like you're a little girl and project your voice over there. That's what Will's gonna say.
I'm a little girl and I'm...
Perfect!
Walking in the woods and I don't have any protection and I'm very tasty.
Yes! Sing that and then the rest of us are going to hide.
Glances at Rafina but doesn't say anything.
Perfect.
All right, so there's your plan.
So the rest of us are hiding.
Well, you have to get there. It's like 30 minutes
shit.
Away.
Oh no, okay.
Wait, I thought we were there.
Oh damn.
I thought we were at least a little closer than that.
Yes, I sort of pictured us all in a circle right outside the mouth of the cave. Trading weapons.
Our voices echoing through the cave entrance.
How we come out here?
Oh, goodness. So we have to have Lenk walk by himself for a little while, I guess, to maintain the illusion. Right? Otherwise, it's just going to be the group of us walking up. So it might be dangerous, Lenk. Are you ready?
Yes.
Not Strahd. You guys are good.
Lenk says yes, but then catches himself realizing that Rafina is supposed to speak for him from now on.
Yes!
All right.
We can only hope that these werewolves are really, really stupid.
Maybe they'll have knee pads on their eyes.
Knee pad werewolves. Oh, man.
They'll probably have gnat. Never mind.
Knee pads or nat pants?
Nat pants! Okay, guys, let's hike the next 5 hours until we get there.
Right, yep.
Let's go.
Okay. So let's go minute by minute on how the hike goes. All right. So yeah, eventually you make your way up to the mouth of the cave. Not close enough that you blow the whole plan that you just described. Mm-hmm. When you get close enough, you can see the mouth very clearly. The open jaws of the wolf's head form a 15-foot-high canopy of rock over the cave mouth, held up by natural pillars of rock. Hmm. The ceiling rises to a height of 20 feet inside the cave, you can see from where you are. Torches in iron brackets line the walls.
That's showtime! It's showtime!
All right.
There we go.
All right. Since we've been hiking for hours, I will have asked this prior to our arrival. So, like, do I wander around making noise, or do I just walk in?
Well, hopefully Rafina's boobing song
will... I thought you said boobing.
That's what I thought she said, too.
Boobing?
You pretty much said boobing.
Hopefully Rafina's boobs will make
I've
them
been
come out.
Boobified.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Early blooming child. God.
Rafina's like, this isn't working! She runs up, rips her shirt off.
No! Okay, so, I mean, like, yeah, wander around the outside of the cave. Like, you know, like, look like you're making your way through the woods, but you're lost. Can you act, Lenk? Oh, gosh, Will's like, I'm used to acting. Can you act, Lenk? Do it. And Lenk's like, I don't know.
Glad I don't need to be part of this conversation. Lenk will walk up toward the mouth of the cave, making sure to step heavily on leaves and twigs and, you know, practice his bugle and, I don't know.
Eat bugles. Yeah. Nice.
What are the rest of you? Like, where are you? There's kind of a clearing around the mouth of the cave.
Are there no hiding places?
You could stay back in the woods, but you're maybe a good 40 feet away from the mouth of the cave. You could ostensibly go, like, kind of around. I mean, you'd have to, like, scramble up a slope pretty far away from the mouth and then, like, work your way back. The walls near the mouth of the cave are pretty sheer.
Can't we hide behind some of the wolf teeth?
You'd have to get pretty close to do so, but yeah, you could do that or even go to either side of the cave mouth.
That's what we want. We want to be on hand, right? So that we can yank Lank out of the way.
Yank Lank.
Thanks.
Can I change Bernard into a bat and have him kind of fly into the cave and see if he can see anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. You grab Lank by the cloak.
Yeah. Right. Wait a second. Shit. I forgot. Like we all forget things. I have forgotten that I have a brother who can change into things.
All right. So you pull out Bernard.
Yeah. Yeah. Caves, bats. That'll be natural.
All right.
For a bat to fly around a cave.
So he turns into Batnard. And
don't I have to take 10 minutes, or do I have to roll? Are you saying? Yeah.
I'm assuming you're do it quickly and risk losing something.
Yeah.
All right. How far in do you want him to go?
Don't get eaten, so stay high. As far as you can flit around without getting eaten.
It is day, so he would not certainly wouldn't really be very inconspicuous for someone who knows caves. Just pointing that out.
Okay, well, fly in until you can see something, and don't get eaten. That's all I can tell you, Bernard. I don't know. I'm not an adventurer.
Okay.
Wow. Are you a dolphin?
Yeah. Shit! I turned him into a dolphin.
Isn't that what a bat is? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. I'm not... What do you think? I'm a nature whiz? I'm a city kid. I don't know what's going on. Same animal.
It's all echolocation.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bathwack... Bathwack. Bernard...
I turned Bathwack into a dolphin.
Too many B names. Now that Arena's gone, we have nobody to confuse Rafina's name for,
we
gotta have a different one.
Buffina.
I hope there's a character called Buffina. It's the first werewolf out of the cave. I'm Buffina!
I love the idea that I would announce its name.
In case any of you have a similar name as me, my name is Buffina.
With that little pause to think about it.
Yep. So, Batnard flits into the cave. He says, the cave kind of splits. I think I see, looks like some sort of pool over there, like pool of water. On the right, there's big, it kind of opens up into a bigger cavern on the left. It looks like there's like this, I say look, this is weird. It's like I'm hearing it. It's bizarre.
Nature.
Yeah. this whole podcast is actually the third installment of Planet Earth. That's all this has been.
We've been building up to the bad episode.
You have to have the right context.
Yep.
We talked about gravity, too. Oh, sorry, keep going.
That's right. Bernard's like, there's a... looks like kind of like a raised area, like right where the split happens. There's like a short wall. Like, looks like maybe like kind of like a defense post. Like sentries might hang out there to like guard the mouth of the cave or something like that, you know? Like, faces out towards where you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody there, though. Should I go further in, or...?
It will relays this information to everybody. And is like, there's nobody there, so... I guess we can try the plan. Or, I mean, what do you think? Go further in?
I'm gonna start working my way into the mouth of the cave. In case a larger object would attract attention.
Okay. What about the rest of you? Where's Rafina?
Rafina is peering over. She's behind Bathwack, and she's peering over intently, wondering what's going to happen to Link in that pretty dress.
What's Bathwack doing?
Did we all get close to the cave?
No. I mean, well, you got most of the way there. You're kind of like at the edge of the woods where the clearing, where it kind of clears out in front of the cave.
Yeah, okay. That's where I thought I was.
Except for Lank, he started to make his way towards the actual opening. and Bernard is inside as a bat.
Doesn't look like there's anyone around.
Outside? No, you don't see anything. And Will has relayed all the information about the inside.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna. 40 feet doesn't seem so bad, as long as we can sprint there in, say, you know, 2 turns, but like 10 seconds flat.
It takes me a long time to run that far. Bathwack.
You're as fast as Bathwack, aren't you? Maybe halflings are a little...
Well, my legs are shorter. My goodness.
They run faster.
Where's Steed? Where's Steed Krill?
You tell me.
I guess he's at the edge of the woods, too.
Oh, I only
Well, all right, Rafina, you can borrow Steed if you need to. I'm going to stay
don't
out
worry,
here.
I can always ride Pippa.
She just sits
Don't
on
fucking try it.
All right, well, yeah, I'm just going to stay at the edge of the woods then.
Okay.
I'm not going to go out into the clearing.
Are you going ahead of Lank into the cave on your own?
No, good one. I'm going to tell Bernard to keep going.
What room in the Burgomaster's mansion are you in right now?
But yeah, I'm going to tell Bernard to go in.
Okay. Which way should I go? Left or right? Pool or big room?
Well, can you get past the pool if you were a person? Would you be able to walk around it?
I don't know. It's off that way. I didn't go over there yet.
Okay. Go. Sure. Go hover over the pool. See what's going on past there. If there's a path or anything.
Okay. He says, there's like above, there's like a crack that like leads outside. It's kind of like a fissure in the ceiling.
Okay.
There's this pool of water. It's like 40 feet across or so. There's like a little ledge above it. It's got some like crates and stuff.
Hmm.
Is there a desk? No, I'm kidding. I'm not asking that.
I just run into the cave. Yay!
I see a gap across from the pool, but you'd have to like go across. So I don't know how deep the pool is because I'm a bat. Planet Earth 3 out on Blu-ray now.
Wait, why can't it use echolocation to figure out how deep it is?
I don't know. Like, would the surface of the water... Would it only be able to tell where the surface of the water is?
The water.
Well, but I guess Bernard could go into the water and drown and be like, it's the steamer!
Just what I was hoping for. Okay, fine. Bats can't. But that might be wrong, but let's continue.
All right, listeners, please leave us a 5-star review and tell us how wrong we are. If you're hearing this right now and know or can use Google, it is your moral obligation to leave us a 5-star review anywhere you want and tell us how wrong I am about whether bats can echolocate through the surface of water and tell how deep a pool
and
of water
how
is
right
in
Rafina
is. Anyway.
Okay. So you said there was there's a hole in the back of the cave?
Like across the pool, like you'd have to go through the pool to get there.
Hmm.
I mean, I can fly over there.
Is
but
it tiny? Like, or does it?
It's like, I don't know, 5 feet across or so. Like it looks just like a gap in the wall.
Right.
I could see kind of through there. It looks like there's kind of branching pathways through there, like maybe more like tunnels.
So there's no pathways around the pool. You'd have to literally swim through the water to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't... Do werewolves like getting wet? Do wolves like taking baths? I don't know.
If you know, or if you can use Google.
I mean, I guess go and see if there's anything over there, too.
Okay. There's a bunch of different ways to go. It's like kind of twisty, turny.
Alright. Alright. Rafina, start singing.
Yeah, by this point, Lank, you could have gotten to the mouth of the cave. I don't know how far you want to go.
I'm just going
to
start walking in.
So you all see Lank just going into the cave.
No! Lank! Lank! Nick, message him with your brain power.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to tell him?
Your brain text.
Don't go in. We're not even... We can't even help you.
All right.
Shit.
Lank, you hear in your head Nick's voice going, Lank, don't go in. Don't even go. Don't go. What did you say? He says to Will. He just stopped talking for a second and then turned to you. Wait, what did you say?
Don't go in yet.
Don't go in yet.
Stay out there.
Stay out there.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wow.
Why is he using that voice?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. I thought I was doing that voice.
You hear that in your head.
Lang turns around at the mouth of the cave and just does sort of a shrug motion to the group, like, what the hell are we doing?
You're all amazed at how cute he looks.
Even with the beard.
You fooled yourselves.
Yeah. Oh, look at that little girl. You guys, save her! No!
Doesn't, says not Will.
Yeah. Well, I said guys, save her. I'm staying here. Go save that child. I'm gonna stay over here.
So now Lank's looking at you all.
Like, just, Rafina, do the song. Sing.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
We don't want you to get attacked in the cave.
We don't want you to get attacked in the cave.
Lang sort of walks back out of the mouth of the cave. We just heard that there's nobody in there as far as the bat's gotten, so we should go in farther.
I'm a dumb little girl who is not smart enough to stay out of a cave to shift like a wolf.
Bernard's like, what should I do? Like, do you want me to go further? I don't see anybody yet.
I guess go back the other way. See if there's anyone close to Lank who wants to go into the cave.
Okay. So he goes back. The other side of the fork. It's like this big room, like bigger than the other places. It's like a 5-foot-high stone ledge at the back. There's some stairs built into it. There's lots of bones in here, like chewed up bones.
Oh.
It's empty, though.
Are any of them pantsless?
Empty.
They're all pantsless.
Is nothing happening? Nothing is coming out from the sound and Lank's performance?
Nope.
What does this mean? What does this mean?
Lank turns around and keeps going into the cave.
Oh, no. Okay.
Esmeralda's like, we can't let him go in there alone. He'll get slaughtered. That bat of yours isn't gonna protect him.
Go ahead.
She turns and starts walking to the cave.
Shit.
Oh boy, I have a bad feeling about this. We are being drawn into the cave. This is not good.
Rafina, can you do howls? They were all howling at each other. Make a howling sound in the woods. Maybe they'll come out to that.
Lank, come back over here, please.
He's in the cave. He doesn't hear you.
God.
Lank!
Lank comes running back to the mouth of the cave. What?
We're going to try something else. Ready? Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Is that too much coyote?
I don't know.
If that's too much coyote... Please, leave us a 5-star review.
Lank will jump behind one of the teeth in case something does come out of the cave.
All of a sudden, a swarm of coyotes comes out of the cave.
These are just coyotes. Phew.
I guess it would be a pack, not a swarm.
They're all flying. No, they're flying.
Yeah.
They're like 3 inches long. There's thousands of them.
Oh no!
It's so much worse than werewolves.
That was like the worst one for Moses to deal with, by the way.
All right. I don't know. Nothing's working.
Wait a second. Moses didn't deal with the plagues. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Egyptians did. Like, he was like...
He just told them that they were...
They were gonna happen.
Yeah. It was basically...
I'm assuming he, like, avoided the worst of them, at least.
Between
like,
this
right?
and the Jesus juice, this has really been a terrible episode to,
Charlton Heston is gonna be in this one. So how long do you howl?
I howled as much as you heard me howl. And then I listened for the echo. Or for the pitter-patter of little wolves.
You hear the echo.
Hmm.
Ow, ow, ow. Each time it comes back, it sounds a little more coyote-ish.
You guys.
Maybe they're not in. Maybe they're out. Will is suddenly panics and casts fly and flies really high.
You realize you didn't look on the one of the pillars. There's this little plastic clock, and it says, be right back.
So maybe they are. Maybe they're attacking someone else. They were running a scam on us in the road.
Why don't we camp out and get a full night's rest? And then...
right by this werewolf cage. I'm going to cast fly and look around, see if I can look around.
I'll bet no one would think to look for us on top of the wolf cave. I'll bet if we climb to the top and sleep up there, they'll never see us. Right?
You could go up there. I mean, you'd have to go around, like I said, you'd have to go around a little bit. You can't go straight there, but if you go, I mean, not that far, it wouldn't take you...
to climb to the top?
Yeah, like, you'd have to... to get somewhere where you could scramble up versus, like, climbing straight up, you'd have to go either to the left or to the right a good ways, but you would be able to then find a way to make your way further up this escarpment.
Wasn't there a fissure in the roof? We could try to look down through that or something.
Bernard did mention that above the pool there was a fissure. Do you cast fly?
I think he gets nervous and casts it to make sure there's nobody coming up around them.
Okay. So do you fly, like, straight up, or...?
Yeah, I fly straight up away from... just like, poof, and now I'm gone.
See you guys later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure there's no one around.
Make a perception check.
Come on, big money, no whammies, no whammies.
14.
All right, 14. You look around, try to scope out sort of the general lay of the land, see if you see any life or any sign of whatnot. You get high enough, you are able to see that tower in the distance... towards away from Kresk. You see it's sort of down below where you are, and it is by a lake. Mm-hmm. It looks like off to the south, it looks like a storm is brewing. Doesn't look like the crazy one that came in and brought a lightning bolt striking the pond earlier today. Just a normal storm. So you might have some rain later on. I would say the main thing of note that you see is above the hill, above the mouth of the cave on the hill, about like 100 feet up, you see a rocky ledge. It looks like it's kind of cut into the side of the hill.
A rocky ledge cut into the side of
like
the hill.
Like a significant sized ledge.
Like it could be over the cave, like it could be part of something, like the cave is in the hill and the ledge could be cut into the hill and it's all one structure underground?
It could be.
All right.
The ledge looks to be about like 20 feet deep and 25 feet wide.
All right, I'm going to...
100 feet up.
Wait, how far away from me is it?
It's 100 feet above the mouth of the cave in the hill.
We're not at the mouth of the cave, so
you're pretty close. I mean, you're 40 feet away.
All right, well, then I fly closer to it.
All right. It doesn't look like there's anybody there. You get up there, and you see that there is a 20-foot diameter ring of stones sort of in the center of this ledge.
Ew.
Within the ring, you see splattered blood.
Oh, my God.
And small gnawed bones.
Oh, my God.
Lying on the ground outside the circle are several spears stained with blood.
Oh, great. Oh, this is terrible. All right, I fly away. Back to Valaki. Bye. Does anyone else want to do anything?
Well, we don't know what you know.
Well, Will flies away. What do you... Do you all panic? No, Will's gone!
We'll never be able to defeat Strahd!
Bathark's like, now we might have a chance.
Did you really fly away?
Yes, that's what I was doing. I flew up to see if anyone was going to attack us from behind.
And then
behind.
You flew away.
And then I flew away, but just not that far. If we're close to the mouth of the cave, it was right up.
You would see Will going up to, looks like he's looking at something high up on this hill.
Will, what do you see?
She just yells.
I think we're dispensing with stealth. Lank was yelling from the mouth of the cave.
Yeah. We've also boomed a little girl singing and coyotes howling.
Okay. All right. I fly down. I fly back down.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, up there, there's some kind of ring with stones and like blood and spears. This place is probably... Let's just go. That's dead. It's deserted, clearly.
I have a bad feeling about this, guys. I feel like we should rest a whole night before we figure out what's going on here. Won't that be fun?
Rest where?
If we're prepared.
Well, the cave seems to be empty. This is Lank's voice booming from deep within the cave.
If you really think it's empty, all right, he tells Bernard to keep looking everywhere. Just fly around. If you think it's empty, go. Go okay. Look everywhere.
Well, where do you actually just start exploring the cave, Lank?
Yes.
Okay. I describe what I described to Will through Bernard to you. You see the same thing. There's this little ledge up above that looks like it looks down on the mouth that guards it. To the right, there's the pool with some crates. To the left, there's the bigger room that leads back further into the cave, it looks like.
Okay, and there's then nothing further. There are no further tunnels to explore, anything like that.
On the right, if you go through the pond, which you can tell because you have normal eyes and not bat ear eyes, it's about 10 feet deep, so you could make your way across. It's about 40 feet across. There are further tunnels in the back of the big room on the left. It has like a 5-foot ledge on the back with some stairs built into it, and then you could go further deeper.
All right, I think I'm going to strip some of the encumbering clothing and swim across the lake.
Okay.
Where do you leave your clothing? Do you bring it with you?
No, I just put it in a little pile on this side of the water.
Okay. All right, so you make your way across the lake there. Bernard says to you, Will, there's, like I said, there's a bunch of different ways to go. It looks like there's little, like, caves cut in places, like little notched areas. I don't know how to describe it. I'm a bat.
You're not actually a bat. You're my brother. My human brother.
Right. You're right. Like places where they might, like, rest. Like, kind of like bedrooms, almost. Like, little alcoves.
Ugh, yuck.
Ew, sleeping.
Werewolf sex. I don't know. Yeah. Like, are there bedding? Is there hay? Is there stuff in there?
There's, like, piles of rags in this one.
Yeah.
Oh! There's someone.
Oh!
They're asleep, I think.
Okay. Or dead.
I'm gonna back up.
Oh, all right. God, how can I? If I'm, and I'm next to Nick, I'm gonna say, Nick, message Lank, there is somebody in there, at least.
All right. Lank, you hear, there is somebody in there! The bat saw it! Bernard, I mean, the bat? Whatever that thing is. Will told me. So, take that with a grain of salt.
have I gotten to the other side of the water?
Sure.
Okay. I'm on the other side of the lake. Where am I looking for? Where did the bat see people? Werewolves.
Where did the bat see people? Werewolves.
I would relay whatever information I had, but I don't know how.
Yeah, and he shares it with you.
I'm so glad that we're doing this for like 15 people.
I'm not. Game of telephone. If he says he crossed a lake, I'll be like, is it across the water? Is it across the lake pond thing? Whatever.
And he tells you, yeah, kind of like meets up. All those sort of twisty places, but basically both the way to the left and the way on the right meet.
Oh.
Uh-oh,
we got to go in.
Why?
Well, to help Lank, right? Is he's by himself.
That's not
going to
encourage Rafina at all. You got to come up with a different reason.
We got to go in, Will says. Rafina says, why? We've got a total character reversal now. We've got to go in to help Lank. Why? You're right. Wait, what am I thinking? God, Rafina, let's go.
Esmeralda's in there somewhere as well.
Oh, she went in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. We obviously also relay that message to her.
And Lank, they tell you, or Nick tells you, that they're somewhere deeper in this sort of section that you're in. There's some, like, alcoves that look like sleeping areas, and one of them has someone that appears to be sleeping.
Okay. I am going to go all stealthy now, if possible.
He's naked, so it should be good.
Squish, squish, squish. So you are going to move further in, though? You're not going to
wait? Yeah, I'm going to approach the figure.
Well, you'd have to find them first, so you can start wandering. Why don't you roll a stealth check?
Stealth is... Ooh, plus 5. 18!
Okay. So you got an 18 on your stealth check. Bathwack, what is Bathwack doing at this point, hearing this exchange?
I'm not very stealthy. So wait, we're at the mouth of the cave now, because there's nothing going on.
It seems like people are moving that way.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've gotten word that there is someone in there, at least one figure, but they're pretty deep in the cave.
I'll sort of hold up the rear. If everyone's going in, then I'll stay at the back of the line.
Okay. But it sounds like everybody's heading in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bernard comes back out, and he can lead you guys in towards where he found the person.
I fly around outside. Good luck, guys!
We don't even know it's a vampire. I mean, a vampire. Oh, my God.
It's totally a vampire.
We don't even know if it's a werewolf. It might be a person.
All right, just so you're saying. Heading in. The bat, do you actually not go in? Is that true?
I am, like, so at the end of that. I feel like we're going to be screwed.
Bathwax taking up the rear, and Will's behind him.
Yes. I'm like, isn't this the
after you?
Setup?
No, after you. After you!
It's the perfect setup to, like, make it look like the cave is empty.
Yeah.
And then we go in, and then they fucking eat us. Like, they come in from the woods. He's gonna zoom up again just to do a double check as everyone's going in. See if there's any werewolves that are anywhere nearby. And that's what he says to Bathback. I'm sorry, I just think that this seems like it's stupid, but I'm going.
All right. So you zoom.
I zoom around.
All right. The rest of you are heading in. Lank, you're making your way around. You're creeping around as stealthily as can be. You've got your cool new cloak pulled up over your head, skulking. You find a couple of those alcoves.
Didn't he leave his clothes on the other side of the lake?
Some of them.
Just the disguise clothes.
Oh, wait, okay.
So, Will, you're gonna stay outside, or are you coming back?
Well, I'm zooming around to make sure there's no... I keep saying zooming. I'm flying around to make sure... I'm zooming! Flying around just to make sure there's no werewolves that are going to come in after us. I just feel like it seems weird.
I just have to triple check that there are no werewolves out here. Be right back.
Yes.
I just need to quadruple check.
Yes.
A few more passes.
But you can't I'll get me in. Can you, Bathwack? Try to drag me from up here, sucker!
I'm just curious, what's the will on Will? What's the will on range? What's the range on Will? How far away is he?
Ask Will.
The question is going to affect the answer.
I don't have a map. So
yeah, really.
I mean, I guess I don't know what weather it is. Is it winter here still? Are there leaves? If I fly above the trees,
almost all
see?
Of the forests in this area have been evergreen forests.
So are they really thick? If I fly above the trees, I can't see if there are wolves.
It would be pretty hard. A lot of these forests are very dense.
Oh, fuck.
So if they're approaching through the woods, unless they're howling all the time or whatever, hopping from treetop
so
to treetop.
So what I'm doing isn't helpful at all.
Crouching tiger, hidden werewolf style. And I mean, you'd be able to see them as they're approaching the mouth of the cave, that's for sure.
Yeah, Bathwack, I'm just seeing if they're approaching the mouth.
Did you hear what the DM said?
That's fine. Bathwack just makes a mental note that he could probably get a javelin up there and goes in the cave.
Yeah.
You just, like, mime, like, just doing it, like, practicing, lining up the shot. Nodding satisfied to yourself.
Just, it looks like I'm practicing my pool shot. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So yeah, Lank, you in the second alcove you find, you come across this figure. They're sprawled on the ground. They're surrounded by a variety of things. There are these, like I said, they're on like a pile of rags. It looks like it is like a bed, basically. They're also surrounded by a rather incredible number of wine bottles.
Whoa. Hmm.
And also bones. Oh. This person, they look human, but they are very hairy.
Hmm.
Their mouth is covered in blood.
Oh, God.
And it looks like in, like, their open hand, there is, like, a, looks like part of, like, some sort of bone slash meat.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Werewolf. He's rejected by the other werewolves, so he's stayed behind. This is a very sad story.
And yeah. How many of them are there?
One.
Just the one.
Just one.
Hmm. Unless you mean wine bottles, in which case it's like 10 to 20.
Hmm. Am I sure it's blood or could it be wine?
It certainly looks bright red. None of the wines in this region you've seen have been that color. Hmm. It also does not seem to be... seems to be too viscous and...
Okay.
It doesn't look like wine stain.
I have no way to communicate with anybody else. At the moment.
No.
Except to yell.
Except who?
To yell.
Oh, except to yell. I found him!
Yeah, except to communicate with yell. Good old yell. But this person seems dead to the world.
I'm going to start picking through the pile of bones and such looking for...
pants.
Evidence, I guess.
No, no pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
You know where the pants are. His grandpa has them.
Like, you know, a name tag or a birth certificate or
driver's license.
Yeah, a passport. Basically, I'm confirming that these are human remains.
Okay, make an investigation check and make a stealth check.
Oh.
All right, the investigation, 15, mm-hmm. And the stealth is 21.
Okay. Nice.
You're able to You basically, it's like a big old game of pickup sticks. Like, you're able to pick through and move things around and not really shift the rest of the pile. It's bone Jenga. but you are able to confirm that these do seem to be child remains, human children remains.
Oh my god.
Every freaking time.
I know, seriously. This is like, it's cheap. It's like cheap
gratuitous
stuff.
Gratuitous.
Yeah.
These are the remains of multiple Adolf Hitlers.
Yeah.
And since Lang doesn't know who that is.
He's so sad.
But they killed him as a child, huh?
Now how do we feel? Okay, so we don't know this.
I'm assuming the rest of you are still making your way back there?
Yep.
All right. Soon after you get there, Lank, Esmeralda comes upon you, and she pulls out her rapier and points it at the guy, and she, like, shrugs, kind of like, huh? Huh? She doesn't make any noise, though. And the rest of you catch up soon thereafter, and you find the scene that I had described to you all.
Lank is going to offer, as evidence, a child's femur. Attached.
I'm not pleased about this, says Rufina.
The jury passes it around, looks at it.
Exhibit A.
What about Will?
Have I seen anything?
Nothing more than what I've told you about.
Right.
The storm's a little closer.
The storm is a little closer. Oh, God just, damn it. Right.
That's about the only thing that's
changed. Yeah, that sounds like it's something, all right? Nothing is ever nothing in this.
Riders on the storm.
Nice. I will fly down to... I mean, like, you know, I wasn't trying to actually fly away and never be part of anything again, but I still feel like Will's going to be really nervous about getting trapped in this cave. So...
The storm is probably a swarm of flying werewolves.
Oh God, yep. And if everyone's already way down in there, like, I'm not going to go in the cave in the dark by myself. So
it's not dark. There are lit torches.
Lit torches? Okay. All right, then I'll make my way. If I can tell where they went, can I tell which direction they went? I'm not going to swim across any pool. Excuse me. No way.
Well, then there's only one way to go.
All right. Well, then I'll go that way.
Okay. All of you but Will have gotten to this sleeping figure who still hasn't stirred. What would you like to do?
So as far as we can tell, this is a hairy person, but not in werewolf form.
Correct. If it is a werewolf, they are in their human form.
Maybe all right.
It's just a hairy cannibal, you know?
I'm going to ready my...
Maybe this is a frame job. Someone smeared the blood on his mouth. And...
What is the werewolf... How does a werewolf react to silver? Is it like iron in the King Arthur legends, where they just get near it and they start to freak out, or... Does it have to go through them and they die? Like, how?
You would know, and you would have probably compared notes after your fight with them, that the silver seemed to be rather effective against them versus some of the other weapons. None of those hits were instant kills or anything like that. It's not like they touched it and disintegrated.
Right, but if they touched it, would it, like, maybe have burned? Would they have reacted to it?
It's possible. You didn't really experiment while being attacked by them.
I'm gonna poke the possible werewolf with my silver warhammer.
Okay. Everybody roll initiative.
Oh.
Yeah, Claire's flipping out right now. I think she's having a night terror. I think I should probably go up there. Do you mind if...
That's probably a good place to stop anyway. Roll initiative. It's after 11.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just
think that's
can't
okay.
roll initiative right now.
No, I understand. I was about ready to stop anyway, so that's
yeah,
a good
mostly,
place to stop.
I was trying to hold out, but she just keeps...
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, we've... Had kids, or a kid specifically, that yeah. dealt with that. Not so much anymore, which is good, but it sucks. Yeah, go.
Alrighty.
We'll figure out timing and stuff later.
Okay.
But, yeah. The werewolf was poked by the silver hammer, and we'll see what happens next time.
Say roll initiative more like it's the final one.
And everybody, roll initiative.
That sounds really weird.
And everybody, roll initiative!
Leave all of them in.
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
Everybody, if I said roll initiative poorly, leave a 5-star review and tell me how I should have said it.
According to National Geographic.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.